Power Hour Nation. It's a great day to be alive, and so glad that you've joined us. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. Martin Petella, he's going to be on in about a half hour. He's going to discuss, among other things, the fallacy of pH, or some of the fallacies of pH, and things to look for. Also, headaches. Do you ever get headaches? We'll talk about what's causing them, some things that we can do to deal with them. Martin Petella will be here. Tom Palladino, part of the second hour, will join from Scalar Energy and all that goes with it. Very interesting topic. Always get a lot of response on both sides with Tom. So, if you got questions or whatever, great opportunity. Love having Tom on. Glad he will be here. Always remember our websites, thepowerhour.com. ThePowerMall.com. Great specials over at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Remember, we have the heart drops always in stock. Our goal is to keep them always in stock. The REM sleep, to have them for you, because we know those are some of the most important things that you get from us. So, we're going to do the news up until the time Martin comes on. And I got an email. I've had a couple emails like this, so I'm going to go over this. If we have time, I'll try to, from Susan, among other people. So we'll do news. And Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Great to be back, Dan.
Yeah, getting to the news. Ebola cases in the Congo break the 2,000 mark. 2,000 confirmed, well, just under 2,000 confirmed cases of Ebola in Congo.
Is that counting the 2,000 that died?
I don't know. It doesn't say that. Had recorded. It just says, is it recorded that many?
Okay.
And I know that, they did experiments over there. Some people did with colloidal silver.
That's right. A lot of people went over there and cured it.
Have your super silver. China warns citizens against travel to the U.S. Their warnings are, well, they're harassing citizens at the airport. Well, welcome to America. It's not just Chinese citizens.
You're going to get frisked.
Yeah, it's not just Chinese. China encourages social credit systems incentives. This is from ECNS. The China's top economic planner has issued guidelines over introducing incentives to reward role models. Role models. Wow. So they want you to be a role model.
Will they give you an extra bowl of rice?
So if you're a role model, great question. You get the fast track for services when applying for administrative approval, qualification review, credit cards, personal loans, copyright registration, patents, quick refunds from financial institutions. Basically, your whole digital life.
So if you're a good slave, you get rewarded.
Well, they don't use that word. They don't come out. They don't come right out with that word.
Sort of like America.
If you're trusted.
Yeah, trusted.
If you're a role model. If you're a Chinese role model, according to the government. There you go. Putin tests world's fastest missile capable of reaching 9,000 miles an hour. 9,000 miles an hour.
That's moving.
So what's the Earth? 25,000?
Yeah.
So is that less than 3 hours?
Yeah.
Around the globe. Wow. Federal police raid home of Australian journalist who revealed government's proposal to spy on the public. Boy, they're out there.
Who
didn't
know that, right?
They're behind the eight ball. I mean, they're. What took them so long?
Yeah, what took them so long? Yeah.
The raid follows a story published by News Corp Australia, publication The Daily Telegraph, written by national political editor Annika Smethurst. The article titled Spying Shock Shades of Big Brother as Cybersecurity Vision Comes to Light. She wrote that quite a while, almost a year ago. It detailed a discussion between two government agencies that were reportedly discussing the potential for new surveillance powers for Australia's electronic spy agency, the ASD, Australian Signals Directorate. They always have these nice names. The ASD.
Yeah, they're nice.
The ASD. It's the good ASD.
It's a nice gas. A friendly gas.
Friendly gas.
Who was that? That was a playwright.
Shaw.
Shaw. Bernard Shaw.
Yeah.
How to Kill People. And eugenics.
The article detailed a proposal to allow the ASD, the friendly ASD, mm-hmm. to target Australians if approved by the Defense Department there. So now she's raided. I mean, this is this government. Government is an it, ladies and gentlemen, right. And it has a problem.
And it never stops.
It is,
always hungry.
Have you ever known a raging alcoholic? Government is like a raging alcoholic. Mm-hmm. If you don't keep it in its AA meetings and keep it confined to its choices and its ability to mm-hmm. do things, it turns into a raving lunatic. And that's what government does.
It does.
I mean, history tells that, doesn't it?
Yep.
At least four dead, two more injured after Australian gunman goes on shooting spree. I didn't know they could have guns in Australia. I thought they had strict gun laws in Australia.
I don't know.
I thought they had strict gun laws.
I guess.
Did you hear about the stabbing spree in China and then the one in London?
Mm-hmm.
Where somebody stabbed like 16 people?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't use a gun?
Nope.
Banned knives? They're not talking about banning knives.
Did you hear Trump's tweet about the mayor of London?
London Stan, they call it. Or Con.
Yeah, Con.
What about him?
Well, he just trashed him, said he was a low IQ, I think, and a lousy person, basically.
I'm sure he knows them. Yeah. I'm sure they're best friends. He knows them well. We've seen that attack before.
Yeah.
Well, he certainly is under his administration. London has went from, let's put it this way, it has more murders in New York now.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So,
And they don't have any guns.
And they don't have any guns. So, there you
meaningless
go.
Meaningless stat.
From the Daily Mail, end-of-life clinic helps 17-year-old die. Why are they helping 17-year-old?
Yeah, what's she got? Lou Gehrig's disease?
I don't even want to tell this story. I mean, I shouldn't even tell this story. This is... No.
Yeah, don't.
No, she felt she could no longer go on living.
Who was the nut that did that?
This... I don't even want to read this.
Don't.
She's a Dutch teenager. This is in Netherlands, in Dutchland. White House block. Let's just move on. I hear one comment I will make. The value of life. You know, the value of life. There's so much value in each individual life.
It's supreme.
Yes, it's supreme.
Yeah.
And that life can exist and life can express itself freely.
Mm-hmm.
That is the American ideal, part of the American ideal that we've talked so much about. White House blocks Hope Hicks and Donaldson from complying with House subpoenas. The House wants to see their records. The White House says they have no cause to subpoena these records.
Where's the crime?
There's no cause. There's no charge. There's no indictment. There's no anything.
There's nothing.
Just hand over all your documents and let's see what we can find.
You can't go on a fishing expedition.
Read the Fourth Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. Fourth Amendment to the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
And Smedley Butler says there's only two things worth fighting for. Do you know what they are, Kev?
Country?
Kind of, but close.
And your family.
No. Close. You're kind of close. Your home, defense of family, country, whatever. Defense of your home and the Bill of Rights.
Oh, okay. He loves Smedley Butler.
Dems to call Watergate star John Dean to testify on Mueller report. What does John
what
Dean
What does Gene have to... He was... He was get him out of town.
Go ahead, Ted. Do you know who he was or who he is?
Yeah, he was a squealer. Squealed on everybody.
For Watergate.
Right. But he was into it up to his neck. He squealed to save his.
Well, what has he got to do with the Mueller report?
Nothing.
Is he going to squeal?
I don't know.
What's he going to squeal about? I mean, what in the world does he even have to do with it?
No, I don't know.
I don't either. Dossier author Christopher Steele, you know that dossier?
The fake dossier.
Well, fake or no, that's probably has not been concretely determined to what degree.
By us, it has.
To what degree, it's but certainly paid for.
Yeah.
Bought and paid bought for, Jason. Yeah. Let's put it that way. I think that's a fact.
Okay.
Will be questioned by U.S. investigators.
About time.
Yeah, a former British spy, Christopher Steele, has agreed to be questioned by investigators from the United States, according to a report in Britain.
Well, that's amazing. I'll believe it when I see it.
This
he's got 007 protection. He doesn't have to do it if he doesn't want to.
Are you winding your watch right now?
I already did it this morning. What's going on? Some good stuff?
No, this is from the New American. Beyond Crisis, Border Patrol nabs, quote, largest group ever encountered. A group of 1,000 people, a group. Going across
from the Congo?
No, it doesn't say it.
No, there's one from the Congo.
No, it doesn't say
okay.
That.
Okay, all right. This is another group.
Why hasn't Trump stopped the border, closed the border? It's more than it's ramping up. It's not. It's
I
more
think
than
using
ever.
That as a tool.
Oh,
that's what I say.
Come on. Tool to do what?
Make everybody sick of all these people.
I am sick.
In. Yeah. Well,
America is sick of it.
They're talking about lefties.
You're never going to make them sick.
Oh, that's wrong. I've heard them on YouTube. A bunch of them, the mayors are sick of the Democratic mayors that are saying, "Get these people out of here. We don't want any more." It's working, Dan. Trust me.
I think it's a stupid idea.
I think it's a stupid idea too. I don't like it.
Let's move on to another controversial topic.
All right.
Well, I guess that topic's not controversial to me. Do you close the border? Do we have a border or not?
Right.
They're not exactly. Immigrants. They're invaders.
They're invaders, yeah.
This is from Reuters. Fate of Missouri's only abortion clinic at stake as St. Louis judge holds hearing. You know, I think the 31st, like, what, 4 days ago, the license expired on the last abortion clinic in Missouri. It was done. There were no more abortion clinics would have been in Missouri. Been the first state since about the time of Roe versus Wade to have no abortion clinics in the whole state. This is fantastic.
Right.
And then
the Dems filed an injunction, I think.
I don't know if it's Dems. Why do you blame Dems for everything? Why is that? I think it was Planned Parenthood.
Well, what do you think they are?
Well,
for the most part.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay. All right.
It's Planned Parenthood.
I take it back.
Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit. Somebody with the ACLU, I think, and the Planned Parenthood. And now there's a hearing, and they're saying that this is going to cause a lot of problems, and this is going to cause bad health care. Health care? Abortion is not health care.
No. A life is a lot more
Well, it's not health care. Certainly not health care.
Important than a problem.
Abortion is health care? I mean, that's... No. They're trying to say, well, they're depriving people of health care. Depriving people of health care? You know, what about the people who live in Kansas City? Are you complaining that there's no clinic in Kansas? I mean, this is a stupid argument.
Stupid.
They're saying, well, this clinic has to be open for the people in Missouri. Well, the people in Kansas City, are they going to drive 6-7 hours to St. Louis to even go to this clinic? No, they would drive to Kansas anyway.
Right.
So what does it matter if Missouri makes a stand? Thank God. Good job, Missouri. God, get rid of these lunatics.
Yep.
Jeez, you don't want to... When is life going to be valued? So life doesn't have a value. Now we're all, you know, it's just, I'm sick of it. Rachel Maddow, she goes even further, proposes abortion underground railroad to defy pro-life law. She compares this to slavery, that we need to have an underground railroad to help these people and how expensive and hurtful this is.
The only thing she needs is viewers. She's got about 10,000 of them.
Well, I don't think this is the way to get them. I don't think this is going to help her get them. One of the representatives from the Missouri Planned Parenthood says there will be an emergency plan to help patients access health care outside the state. There's that word, health care.
Yeah.
What does abortion have to do with health care?
Nothing.
What are you describing there in terms of the emergency plan if there needs to be a railroad effort in Missouri to try to help women get out of the state? Oh, the poor, afflicted women.
Well,
they can't have an abortion. Look, there's lots of states you can go get an abortion.
You can.
You can certainly go to New York.
Yeah. California.
Look, they get money for these baby parts.
That's
you want
right.
to talk about money? Then these other places will pay for you to go. I bet you that's what it'll turn into. New York will pay for you to fly out there, put you up in the Ritz-Carlton, and get you have an abortion.
And
have a nice dinner.
And the people that work for Planned Parenthood are on film saying that they want Ferraris.
Yeah, so you think there's no financial interest? This is sick. You know, people have choices in their life. I'm 100% for reproductive choice.
Right.
Choice
yeah.
to get pregnant. You have a choice to get pregnant.
You're either responsible or you're not.
Well, the... I don't know how should I say this. You remember the story about Customs and Border Patrol putting up facial recognition software and you know, basically surveilling everybody that comes in?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the Customs and Border Patrol airport facial recognition, quote, is not a surveillance program, they say. It's not a surveillance program. You were mistaken.
A friendly camera? Like that friendly gas that kills people?
Here's Wagner, who is the head of the biometric entry here, an initiative. This is not a surveillance program. We are not just hanging a camera in an airport and randomly identifying people as they're walking through. No, you are specifically randomly pointing at everybody. You're not randomly identifying people at all. You are very specifically identifying people who come through. But it's not surveillance. Amazon offered a job to a Pentagon official involved with a $10 billion contract. So the Pentagon official who helped Amazon get a $10 billion contract is now getting a job offer from Amazon now that he's leaving the Defense Department.
Is that cronyism? Is that called cronyism?
No, it's not cronyism. That's corporatism.
Right? Corporatism.
That's smart if you're Amazon.
Yeah, if you're Amazon.
Okay, what states do you think have the best economy in the United States?
In the United States?
Yeah, what do you think is number one, the state with the best economy? Or at least according to, this is according to Wallet Hub, whatever, they looked at 28
indicators. Probably somewhere down south, Georgia.
Innovation potential, economic health, whatever, unemployment, underemployment. This is some of the criteria.
Florida,
that Georgia. What if they use reproductive service availability? Number one was Washington State.
Oh, what do they make up there? Oh, they probably work for the military up there.
I don't know. Number two is Utah. Number three, Massachusetts. Number four, California. So I already
That's skewed already. Oh, I guess that's Silicon Valley.
U.S. probe of Google's online ad dominance would appease long-suffering rivals, says publishers, as of Reuters. It looks like they're really going to stick a probe up Google's proverbial digital behind.
They're going for it. He's going for it. I'm proud.
Well, he needs to go for the border.
Yeah, it's in time.
In time. What, when another 6 million are crossed? Facebook may be told to send. Now, I brought up this article. I wanted, because you know how Facebook is now getting criticized and getting examined for their censorship.
Censorship. Boy, they're censoring a lot of people.
Yes. My wife, including my wife will talk all about it.
All right.
Yeah, my wife gets censored on her posts, and people can't see it. And whatever. Facebook may be told to censor users' hateful posts globally. So you see how the push is now coming in America for antitrust suits, monopoly suits, censorship. They're going to get on Facebook, going to get on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the EU pops right up and says, well, if you're going to operate in the EU, you have to monitor all hateful posts that we deem hateful. So EU comes right in to come and take the place. Pick up the slack. We'll censor.
Right.
Yeah. You don't have to do it. We'll force you to censor. So it's not you doing it anymore. Right. So there's no antitrust. There's no monopoly. See?
Yeah, I got it.
Outrage after Snapchat debuts. Love has no age. You know this is Pride Month, LGBT Pride Month.
I forgot that.
Well, you tried to forget. Snapchat debuted a filter that you could put on your little Snapchat thing. They had love has no labels, love has no boundaries. And they had another one that says love has no age.
Oh, jeez. Lord.
And
they slipped that in there, huh?
Right. And so getting back
was that NAMLA that put
that up?
Well,
right. It's MAP. You know what an MAP is?
No. What is an MAP?
A minority attracted person. You're laughing. This is serious.
I believe it.
What's so funny about this? This is serious.
It's, yeah. That came probably straight out of NAMLA.
Yeah. So anyway, Taylor Swift criticizing President Trump about this Equality Act.
Oh.
See, once you say in that Equality Act that people for sexual orientation and things, and that becomes an accepted sexual orientation, do you understand what they're going to be exposing your children in school to?
It's going
to
open up a can of worms.
Taylor Swift, can you please read, or are you just a stooge for the Illuminati? I mean,
that
wants to sexualize our children stuff.
Do it, and your career's going down, lady.
Well, anyway, I thought you should be aware of that.
I am. Thank you.
Yeah, their audience should be aware of that. This LGBT agenda and equality, quote unquote, is not. It's about more acceptance of even
kids.
Right.
Yeah, they want your kids.
Right.
That's what the bottom line
things,
is.
Of very deranged things.
Yes.
That's where this is going.
Yes.
Daily vitamin D pill could cut risk of dying cancer from 13%. Vitamin D over at the Power
Mall. I believe it.
We know selenium, the good source of selenium we have at the Power Mall.
Wonderful stuff.
When I remember, I take it pretty much every day. I probably take it every other day, the selenium.
It helps
but
you.
But 50%.
Yeah.
That cuts risk of cancer death by 50%.
50%.
Top nutrients to protect your skin from summer, beta-carotene, vitamin D, E, I can't even pronounce, lycopene. Those are some some things that can help protect your skin. I only got a couple minutes. I wanted to talk about this email. We've gotten a couple emails about that, and I want to clarify. I said at one point on air, I don't know when I said it or didn't say whatever, but I said something to the effect of the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator, certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that governments are instituted among men to protect these rights.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I said that that paragraph, you could take it, print it, fold it up, put it in your Bible, and it's just as important as most of your Bible and more important than some of your Bible. So that's basically what I said. So I've gotten emails and backlash by people kind of outraged about this. So let me kind of clarify and say some things. If there was no Declaration of Independence, you look at China. Right now, you can't read the Bible in China.
You get locked up
because there's no Declaration of Independence.
Right.
There is no government that we have in existence right now, none, zero, of any size, of any account, that honors the endowment of your creator, that puts God into law, that recognizes God in the supremacy of God's creation, which is us, in law. There is none, zero, nada, zilch, except the Declaration of Independence, the Charter of the United States of America. It is seminally unique, it is seminally brilliant, and it is the greatest accomplishment in this country's history with the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is the extension of the Charter, which is the Declaration of Independence. Okay, so what value do you place on that? I place
a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
And so if I say that...
You're not saying it's better.
No, I'm not saying it's more important than the Bible.
Right.
I'm saying there's parts of the Bible that this is more, especially for us today... This is more important for us right now.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Because it's one, it's right here, right now. Not that we can't learn from the Bible. Let me be clear. I am not denigrating the Bible at all.
Right.
Of all the people on the radio, I'm one of the most Bible thumping, believing people. I am trying to raise the level of the Declaration of Independence so people understand that. I did not mean to say that. Maybe I should have said it different. So I just want to clarify. And please, let's not disagree about it. I mean, these are all things we're going to be divided on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, God bless you. On the other side, Martin Patel. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com.
No, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Life Enthusiast products, the magnesium oil, the Himalayan salt, so many things are on sale at the Power Mall. Topperson products also. Strauss Heart Drops. You guys have, I know one of your frustrations is you want the Strauss Heart Drops and then we've sold out of them or we don't have them or what have you. We have them. We've overstocked. So that it's one of those products that we absolutely want to have for you. We're kind of changing the way we do things to be more service oriented and be there for you guys. You guys have certainly been there for us, so we appreciate it. Strauss Heart Drops, free shipping on all Strauss Heart Drops. Check that out. We do have some 20% off on the few of those items, the Willard Water. I think we have at least one or two more with the proteins left. I think, the Silver Shield dog and bedding spray. I think some of the other things were out of it. You can ask Jay. Give Jay a call. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Take advantage of all the great specials and great products at the Power Mall. Thepowermall.com. And, the magnesium oil, we'll talk about that a lot with Martin, and the Himalayan salt, which are two fantastic products on sale at the Power Mall. Give Jay a call or go online. ThePowerMall.com. Thank you so much for your purchases and donations and prayers. Our next guest, Martin Patella, he is, he's known as a life enthusiast. He is an advocate for natural healing methods to help reverse chronic degenerative disease. And we are proud to call him a friend and proud to have him on. Martin, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. It's a real pleasure and honor indeed. The people that listen to your show, it's select bunch.
Yes, they are. Very much so. Very informed, very sharp, and want to direct their health and change their health. A big health problem. Well, let's start with the pH. Well, there's a few topics that we want to talk about. We'll get to the magnesium oil and such. But we hear pH this, pH that, squirt this in your water, your pH will change, your life will change, and you'll never get cancer again. I mean, we've heard things like that. What do we need to know about pH? What are we not being told or being misled about pH?
It's actually one of the big topics that is terribly misunderstood. pH relates to the electricity in the body. pH stands for power of hydrogen, And it's the opposite of power of oxygen. You have the reduction, which is the hydrogenation of things, and you have oxidation, which is the oxidation of things. Like oxidation is a taking away of electron, and reduction is giving in or donating of electron. So when you have a lack of electrons, when they're missing, you're acidic. And when you have too many of them, you're alkaline. And there are illnesses associated with both. We're supposed to be slightly more alkaline than middle, right? The magic number is 7.35 on the pH scale or negative 25 millivolt on the electric scale. So, to be said, if you're overly alkaline, you're probably depressed. If you're just a little over alkaline, you're probably indecisive and procrastinate. If you are you're acidic, at the early stage, you'll be impatient but driven, will be motivated to do things. But if you're overly acidic quite a bit, then you're going to be short-tempered, easy to anger. Road rage is an acidic event.
Whoa. This is, I never heard this before. All right, a couple questions. Let me back up a little bit. Now, is it true in our gut, in our intestines, and going through all the way out, there's different pHs in it? You know, so our stomach, we want one pH. Our intestines, we want another pH. Is that true? Explain that.
Oh, very much so. So anything you ingest, it first gets alkalized in the mouth. Then it gets acidified in the stomach. Then it gets alkalized in the small intestine and acidified in the large intestine. It's like tides.
Why is that?
Everything has a tide. Well, different things are being extracted from the foods at different chemical environments. So, for example, to digest carbohydrates, we need alkaline. To digest proteins, we need acidic. So there are these different waves of things. Different enzymes in different pH balances and so on. Go ahead.
Let me ask you about moods. You just mentioned, I've never heard that if you're a little acidic, you're going to be a little short. If you're real acidic, you're going to, you know, have road rage and run people off the road. Or basically, I'm paraphrasing, but... How did we connect that? Why is it that your mood is affected so much by pH?
Oh, the why. I know how. I'm not so sure about the why. The how of it is that the autonomic nervous system has two branches, sympathetic and parasympathetic, fight or flight, stress. The parasympathetic is rest, repair, and digest. And so when you're in the sympathetic side, your blood pressure goes up, but your digestion shuts down. So in the parasympathetic, your blood pressure drops and your digestion goes forward. So when we're fighting for our lives or trying to save ourselves, save our physical existence, we need to be in the sympathetic. Like everything's up for being able to run fast or fight somebody off. The stress hormones are up. Whereas when the danger is past, we need to repair the damage we just caused. And so we need to go into the parasympathetic mode. And so there are these tides. Like there is a natural tide of pH in the body. We're the most alkaline at 2 p.m. in just after lunch, and we want to take a nap. And we're the most acidic at 2 a.m., 12 hours later, and we want to wake up. So many people who are overly acidic or whose balances are off will wake up somewhere between 2 and 3 in the middle of the night and have a hard time going back to sleep. Those are people with imbalances. And the opposite is also true. There are people who will fall asleep after lunch. Or if you schedule a meeting at 2 p.m., you can count a bunch of people just nodding off.
And that's because they're too alkaline at that time they're trying to go into parasympathetic and basically rest? Oh,
yeah.
Explain that.
Yeah, remember the word digest, right? The lunch wants to be digested, and there is a natural rhythm. Like, it's called the circadian rhythm. You know, it goes with the 24-hour clock. So different organs activate at different times of day, and but there is this natural tide of the pH in the body.
So a siesta would be very good, like in Mexico. So in Mexico or different cultures, you know, after lunch they have siestas.
Yeah, they have understood that it's natural for us to want to have an hour or so of quiet time, and they schedule it. It's the smart thing.
What are some things we need to focus on so that we can stay in balance here? I mean, should we pay attention to our mood so we know if we're getting a little ornery, we're probably getting a little acidic, you know, maybe we should move. What can we do to kind of push that back into balance, or just the opposite? What are some indicators and what are some things we can do?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So, anxiety. Well, I'll say it this way. I found that 75% of prescriptions that are filled are for mood-altering drugs. People, ooh. I mean, this is a really big business in the pharma end of things. And yet, most of it can be controlled with just simple food inputs. The balance between fats and proteins on one side and carbohydrates on the other will regulate how we go. So if, for
okay,
example,
well, tell us that. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so there are two main dominances, sort of like there are left-handed people and there are right-handed people. Well, we have people who are oxidizers. They are alkalized by fats. And then we have the autonomic people, and they're alkalized by carbs. And you will see that mainly, like, say, for example, with alcohol, you will see some people, as they have one drink, nothing much, two drinks, three drinks, they are going to drift from friendly into contrarian and argumentative, and then all the way into picking a fight. Those are the oxidizers. Those are the people who are made more acidic by carbohydrates.
We call those the Irish. That's a whole country. They're angry drunks. Is that what you're saying?
Not every Irishman is like that. But
okay,
if that person has the oxidizing system as the dominant one, they will be made more acidic by carbohydrates. They will get that way from porridge just as easily as to beer.
So how do you know? So how would I know that, you know, if I'm trying to alkalize myself, I need fats or I need carbohydrates? How would I know?
Well, by experience will be the easiest. You go have yourself a bowl of porridge with a banana on top. That's a heavy carbo food. And it'll take you either into more alkaline or more acidic. So if it makes you short-tempered and angry, then you're becoming more acidic, and if it puts you to sleep, you've become more alkaline. So you
okay.
Decide,
this
right?
Is fascinating.
So after so there's your porridge test. We call it the carbo load, and then you can verify that by the opposite. Have yourself an omelet without bread, right? Bread is carb. You don't want that. But two eggs, oil, and veggies would be like high fat, high protein. Or you can have a salad, like chef's salad, olive oil, tuna, or egg, or meat, or something like that. That's just all fats and proteins. And that'll push you in the opposite direction compared to the porridge and banana.
I could go on and on about this. We only have so much time with you, and I know there's two or three topics you want to go.
Let me explain.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let me say this. So there are minerals associated with these shifts too. Calcium pushes into the sympathetic, and magnesium pushes into the parasympathetic. So if you're overly sympathetic, which is short-tempered, angry, or just hard to get along with, You need magnesium to calm down. You need magnesium to help relax. You need magnesium to help digest food or to sleep. So that's why it's so popular. That's why people get either the magnesium oil that they can either take orally or topically, or they get the magnesium crystals that they can put into a foot soak or a bath soak, because they can take themselves right out of this sympathetic overdrive where they're short-tempered, irritable, unable to sleep, have high blood pressure, all those symptoms associated with this sympathetic dominance.
How key is magnesium then in our lives?
Well, calcium pushes you into the sympathetic. Magnesium pushes you into the parasympathetic. If you're lacking one, you're going to be stuck. It's sort of like having your steering wheel stuck only middle to left, never able to go right.
Ooh, so it's key. So it's pretty darn key,
right?
Is what you're saying.
Oh,
yeah.
It's critical, critical, primary. Like, you couldn't get more important than, well, number one, your spiritual acts. Number two, water. Number or oxygen. Number two, three, water. And right after that comes minerals.
Mm. So talk about the magnesium oil a little more, how easy it is to use, why you develop it, kind of how people have used it, experience.
Right. And so to deliver the magnesium into the body, if you swallow it, it activates the peristalsis in the gut, which means that it's going to empty your bowel. So if you take a dose big enough to change your mood, you will also be having to use the bathroom. So instead of
is that good?
It,
does that mean too much? Does that mean you went too far? Or is that okay?
A constipated person will welcome the change because they will eliminate with ease. But a person whose bowel movement is normal will end up with diarrhea. That's not welcome.
Mm. No.
So topically, okay. Instead, we have developed this method by which we change the structure of the water so that it becomes more penetrable to the skin. So whatever's dissolved in the water, and in this case it's magnesium chloride, it's getting through so that the magnesium gets into your body quickly. So you can rub it on your belly or your legs or on your feet or whatever, and within 4 or 5 minutes it's already getting into you, and within 15 minutes your physiology will have shifted. You'll start relaxing, digesting, blood pressure drops, adrenals calm down, all that.
So if you were using the magnesium oil kind of as a maintenance, just trying to keep yourself calm, you know, just general maintenance, where is the best place to rub it on your body?
Wherever you can reach. I put it on my belly and my thighs because I don't feel like sitting with my feet up rubbing it on my feet. But anything goes. Like, if you're into athletic things, like, for example, before you get on the soccer field or football field or baseball or whatever, especially if you have tendency toward cramping or pulling a muscle, you just rub it all over. Just start with the ankles and all the way up to your neck. And you'll be relaxed. You see, the thing with magnesium is it's responsible for the lengthening or opening of tissues. Calcium is responsible for shortening a muscle. Magnesium responsible for lengthening the muscle. So, for example, if you're trying to run, the quad, the strong muscle at the top of your thigh, will shorten. But the opposing muscle, hamstring, has to lengthen to allow that movement. So if you don't have enough magnesium, the hamstring will not be relaxing fast enough. And because the quad is so strong, you'll pull the hamstring. That's how you pull a hammy when you don't have enough magnesium on board.
So every pro athlete should be using magnesium. You know, when they pull hamstrings, I just want to scream, where's your magnesium oil?
Absolutely. I only wish that you could sponsor your local team or whatever. Just tell them, look, people, just rub it on before every training session, and especially before every, I don't know what you call those tournaments or play
contest game. Yeah.
Yeah, there.
Let's transition. Let's transition to headaches. A lot of people suffer headaches in America, certainly. Talk about some causes. Talk about some things people need to know about headaches.
Right. Well, wouldn't you know it, one of the real causes of headache is the sympathetic, parasympathetic imbalance. That's where the same magnesium that helped you relax will also help you relax out of a headache. All you have to do is just rub it on the back of your neck and maybe your temples, somewhere around there. But anywhere will do, because the body will transport. So that's the first thing. Do that. A migraine, which is a sort of the most popular name for a real serious bad headache, is actually an autoimmune disorder. They call it the migraine syndrome, and it has other symptoms too. Shooting pain in the temples, neck pain, what else?
Nausea.
People can get so dizzy with a headache that they feel vertigo and they'll be throwing up and things like that. So, sympathetic overdrive.
Explain that more, autoimmune. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, well, no, that's fine. Well, autoimmune is a general label that is used for a whole lot of conditions that are caused by the immune system acting against itself or against the interest of the body. Like, you could have heart disease as autoimmune, or you can have fibromyalgia, which is like body pains, or what else comes to mind? Multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's.
Lupus.
Yeah, that's a big one. All of those diseases are not understood well by the mainstream, because they name them by geography. They name them by where in the body this is happening. But they're not looking at by what they're being caused. And the cause is that the immune system is reacting incorrectly. It's as if the body were attacking itself. And that is usually caused by four main things: presence of toxins, things that are in the body that shouldn't be there, malnutrition, absence of nutrients that we should be getting and are not, stagnation, which would be lack of movement of the things in and out of cells or just movement itself, and then these invisible traumatic things like vibrational influences, electric influences, or emotional trauma, past trauma. Anyway, cluster of all of these things put together create an environment, sort of like a perfect storm, under which we start seeing the immune system triggering in the wrong direction. They're called the histamine-mediated symptoms. And histamine is the signaling molecule that the body will release. And when released, we go into the stress overdrive. Gosh, I could go very technical on you. So, for example, if you go into histamine in the digestive system, it shuts down and you throw up. If it goes into the nerves in the head, vertigo kicks in, and all of a sudden you're dizzy as hell. I don't know what.
So
else.
This is. Let me interject here. Let me interject a second. When I think of histamines now on the brain, I think of the vaccines causing histamine responses, allergies, peanut allergies, egg allergies, because the vaccines cause a histamine, an overactive histamine response. Is that kind of similar to what we're talking about?
Very much so. So when you have injected the body with toxins, for like especially the methylmercury, like in the flu vaccine, it's still made with mercury. God forgive us. But other things like the formaldehyde and whatever else they put in there, those are all toxins. So you have now injected neurotoxins into the body in the process of doing the vaccination. That's the first I named, toxicity. So when you have that trigger, the body's responding to it with, alarm, alarm, this is crazy, we need to do something, and histamine gets released.
So I take it you're for mandatory vaccinations then.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, let me say it this way. I'm not anti-immunization. Like, immunization is a good thing. Like, nobody really should be dying of smallpox or bubonic plague or stuff like that. We definitely have a way to immunize people. But the vaccines that we have allowed to get on the market have been developed in such way that they have secondary effects, side effects, that are causing terrible things to people. I'm against that.
We have about a minute or so, maybe wrap up what we've talked about. On the other side, we'll get to some other issues.
Okay, so let's talk about the headache.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's talk about the headache in the concept. So if you have the headache, you probably are in a sympathetic overdrive, which means that your body is in a fight or flight mode, and you want to take it out of there. And the number one trick in the book is magnesium. I mean, you can meditate your way out of it, and you can get rid of the foods that you may be allergic to or the toxins that you may be allergic to. But if you're in an acute situation right now, do the magnesium.
This is fascinating. This is great information. We also sell the Himalayan salt, which I just love that Himalayan salt. We'll talk about that more on the other side with Martin Patel. There's the music. We got about 15 more minutes with Martin. So, yeah, fantastic. God bless you. ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.